Welcome to the Empowerment Zone with Ramona Houston, where we zone in on Black and Brown relations and our journey to empowering our communities.
Hello, welcome to the Empowerment Zone with Ramona Houston. Today, my guest is Jesus Martinez. He lives here in Atlanta, Georgia, but he was born in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, and raised in Queens in New York, where he graduated from high school. He later went into the service and joined the U.S. Army. And now he is founder and president of Peachtree Commercial Capital. He created this company by using his expertise and background in his work in the military, where he worked in the finance, and he also worked in the finance industry for over 25 years. Peachtree Commercial Capital is a full-service commercial loan brokerage firm servicing all 50 states in commercial loans for small businesses using SBA 7A and 504 funding, to working capital lines of credit, factoring and invoice funding, equipment finance, asset-based lending, and much more. They also specialize in funding for commercial real estate and investment properties through portfolio lending, rental loans, fix and flip loans, cash out, refinances, and commercial mortgages. What's very interesting about Jesus in this current time is during the COVID-19 pandemic, he and his team were able to assist companies with submission of funding of the EIDL and PPE loan programs. The EIDL is the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, and the PPP is the Paycheck Protection Program. And he helped Latinos as well as other minority groups to gain funding in excess of $7 million just in the local Hispanic community. Welcome, Jesus.
Welcome. Thank you, Ramona. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Well, I'm very happy to have you. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your background. You're from New York, and how did you get to Atlanta, and what was your professional trajectory?
Well, you kind of hit the nail on the head. I was born in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, New York, but I can't claim that, but I was really raised in Jamaica, Queens since I was like 3 years old. Of course, we went to high school in Smithtown, Long Island. Graduated during the service, did my 5 years in the service, but did nothing compared to what I'm doing now in the military. I was a combat engineer, a demolitions expert when I was there. But the biggest thing that changed my life is when I left the military, I had one of those jobs where I really couldn't go out and get a job. So I started looking, went back to school, did some career things where I was looking for jobs, and, you know, Ethos Group out of Las Colinas, Texas, took me on board, and, you know, as a new person, as a newbie, not knowing anything in the industry, and decided to train me right. I worked in for a very, very long time, almost 25 years, where now I don't have to worry about it. They taught me everything I know that helped me excel my company to where it's at today. So Ethos Group, they were a finance and insurance, a reinsurance company. They would help dealerships across the whole United States, set up their finance departments, train, mentor, and coach them, plus also help them with a lot of the business aspects of the automobile industry, to where it helps the dealer expand and grow and do well. So I learned a lot working from them, and I traveled quite a bit with Ethos Group, and I give them a pat on the back because, you know, they do a phenomenal job everywhere they go. This is not accolades for them, but they know they're good at what they do. But that's what brought me to where I'm at today. You know, when I left Ethos and I decided to do something on my own, and this is close to what I was doing, to where I was working as an indirect lender with car dealerships and helping set up and talk to lenders and, you know, negotiating deals with banks. So now I'm doing this on a commercial side. This is where Peachtree comes into play. You know, it's kind of the same thing, but on a different aspect, because now we're strictly for businesses. We do funding for businesses, like you had mentioned, all the funds that we offer. But that's all we focus on. We don't do indirect lending. We don't do personal finances. And to be honest with you, that's the misconception a lot of people have when it comes to funding, that they think that we're just like a bank, and we're not. So, but I've been in Atlanta for about 5 years now. Well, going on 6 years. And I tell you, my wife and I, we love it here. I'm married, have we have 4 kids together, and 2 granddaughters, you know, beautiful granddaughters that I enjoy visiting. They live in Alabama, South Alabama, which is what they call the Redneck Riviera. And it's fun, but great place to live. My son stayed there with his wife and daughters, and we decided to move up here, and we love it up here, you know, and this is home for us now. And Atlanta is one of those cities where it just continues to grow. And, you know, endless opportunities for every investor out there, business owner, even people that just want to come live here. We're kind of like a hub. You know this. You lived here for a long time. So it's kind of like a hub. So for me, this is home now. So
tell me a little bit more about Peachtree Capital and, you know, your business and your value to the community in terms of the business community.
Yeah, sure. Well, I started this company about almost 3 years ago, right out of my house. You know, my wife put me to work in the yard when I started, when I left the Ethos Group, and I was like, well, my hands, and I don't do that kind of work. So my idea started growing on me. I said, you know, I can't keep doing this. So I love what I do. I enjoy doing this. This is, for me, it's not just about the business aspect, but also about the helping people, you know, attain their goals, their needs, especially in businesses. So I started this business almost 3 years ago out of my house. You know, I bought a desk, put it in a room, and started working, you know. And in the meantime, you know, I started, networking and building the relationship with a lot of companies out there and with a lot of people, and joined chambers and became I'm an ambassador to 2 chambers, and the 2 chambers that I'm an ambassador, I'm very involved with. So I do a lot for them, and I got very involved with the community, and people just start recognizing the name. The key thing for our business is to make sure people understand the differences between commercial lending and traditional lending. That's the big thing, because people still think that we're the same, and we're not. You know, if you go to Wells Fargo, Bank of America, all these big national companies, yeah, you can go to them for, you know, credit cards, buying a car, getting a credit card, getting a bank account, checking or savings, maybe doing some investments with them. We don't deal with that. We're strictly, strictly business, and we're strictly, strictly investment loans. And, you know, and people still think that, you know, the kind of rates and terms you would get with a traditional lender, you would get with us, which is not. You know, in our industry, we deal primarily with non-traditional banks, investors, and private lenders. That's what we deal with. That's where the terms hard money, bridge loans, all that stuff, that's where the terminology comes from, is from the non-traditional lenders. You know, so a lot of hard money lending, a lot of bridge lending, construction lending, people who want to build skyscrapers or just build a development of homes. Yes, there's banks up there that'll do that. But right now with COVID-19, none, zero. A lot of banks are depending on me to help them out with their own clients, because we have funding sources nationwide. We can go anywhere we want with this, whereas they can't. They have to stick to their traditional lending, their traditional guidelines. And if the guidelines say, no, we're not lending on this, guess what? I don't care how great of a customer you are with your bank, the bank's going to have to deny you based on their lending. That's why you use me for. That's the difference between a traditional bank and us, is that we're able to get a little bit more creative when it comes to help find the funding the customer needs. So
walk us through the process of working with you in terms of those individuals or businesses who may want to work with Peachtree Capital to get a loan.
That's a great question, because we try to simplify the process. And as we grow, we've kind of, you know, transformed ourselves to where we try to make it easy for the consumers that are requesting the funding. So when a customer calls us, well, the first thing we do is we assess them. And this doesn't cost them anything, because information, in order for us to be able to assess a customer properly to see exactly what they're wanting, we need to know more about them. need to know what their goals are, what they're looking to do with the money. You know, have they, we jog their memories to make sure they know really what they're looking for. A guy might be calling and telling me, hey, I need a working capital line of credit for my business. But in all reality, your business really needs factoring and invoice financing. Don't get me wrong. That sounds good, what you told me, but have you considered this, this, and that? They don't look at the long term of, you know, what it's going to be, you know, getting that working capital line of credit. The example I gave a client the other day is, you know, let's say I do get you that working capital line of credit. Okay. You use it, you max it out, and you still need more money. Where are you going to get the funding from that? Nobody's going to give you a loan because now you're maxed out on a working capital line of credit and you can't afford another loan. So that's why I always give the customers the options of what's out there instead of just saying, yes, I can get you this. The assessments is so important because it allows us to understand where to go with it. It allows us to give that customer that came in asking for one thing, it allows us to give them more options that they would never consider that makes more sense than that working capital line of credit, okay? Another example we do, because we're huge in investment properties for investors, you know, a lot of investors tell us, there's a line of credit that we use for investors, but they think that's the best thing, you know, that they can have. Well, there's hundreds of lenders out there that loan for the same amount of people. But what they don't understand is that when it comes to investment in properties, they're going to look at experience. They want to make sure you have experience. If you don't have experience, don't get me wrong, it doesn't mean no. It means that you're not going to be considered like the experienced people. They're going to look at the liquidity. Just like any business, if you want to start a business, you can't start a business with zero money in your pocket. You have to start a business with money in your pocket. You have to have skin in the game. For example, SBA, you know, they're the best way to finance a business, a startup or an existing business. Okay. They'll even do real estate for existing businesses. Okay. But you have to have skin in the game. They're the lowest ones. They normally ask for 10 to 15% cash down, where other lenders will ask 20 to 30% cash down. But qualifying through the SBA can be very, very, how can I say, to be nice, it can be a headache. It can take a long time for them to say no. So a lot of people that have experience with the SBA don't want to go that route because they know that it's a tedious process with them. We've simplified that. We ask the questions up front to make sure, hey, would the SBA be a better source than going with a non-traditional lender and vice versa? So I don't know if that answers your question. I like to ramble on sometimes. So
no, that does, because business owners need to know and understand what the process is for commercial lending and how you can assist them. So you talked about making an assessment of the potential client. What goes on after that? What are the next steps for your process?
Well, normally when I do an assessment, I ask the customers to give us, you know, 2-3 days to assess and see what options are out there. We don't need to look at your credit. We ask them what your credit's like. People should know what their credit's like. And if you don't know, we send them to a source so they can pull their own credit bureau where it doesn't put an inquiry on it. It's what they call a soft pull on their own self. And a lot of people know you can pull your credit once a year for free without putting an inquiry on it. Why? It's because you need to know where you stand. You need to know what's on your credit. You need to know how to dispute things if there something ever comes up. So we tell people, go there, go to this place and pull your own credit and send it to us so we can look at it. Okay. So what the assessment does is it allows us to look at everything. It allows us to look at everything we asked you and see what's the best result. What's going to be the best loan we can give you? That's what it allows us to do. So if a customer comes and tells me, hey, we need this, and after we assess, 3 days later, I'll come back and says, hey, I'm glad you feel this way. Most people felt the same way. But guess what? Here are other options that we can offer. Have you considered this and why you should consider this? And let's outweigh the benefits between doing this and that. We give those customers that option. Now, it's up to them to decide whether they want to continue moving forward with us or not. That assessment, it costs them zero. And if they want to go somewhere else to do it, and if they want to find their own way of doing it, I'm okay with that. me, it's about making, for us, it's about making sure the customers are doing it right the first time around. That's what it is. Most people jump into a loan not knowing what they're signing. I see that all the time. You don't, and my question in my mind, I'm not directly going to tell them this, but in my mind, I'm thinking, and you don't know what your terms were, and you didn't know you were paying 50% interest rate. You didn't know any of this before you signed. But I can't judge, because some people just didn't have the options at that time. You know, their business is failing. They needed a working capital line of credit. They knew how expensive it is. But you know what? At that point, they didn't have any other options. And that's what we're trying to avoid when we assess a loan, is trying to avoid them making a mistake and going into that interest rate loan. Maybe that is the right answer for them. Maybe that is the only solution for them. But our job is to make sure that we can find everything else that's out there before they jump into that 50% interest rate loan. That's our job. That's what the assessment does. It allows us to, you know, assess the customer properly. So the customer tells me, yeah, I'm opening a new business. Okay, well, tell me more about the business. Tell me why you should open this business. Some people don't even know what a business plan is. Some people don't know what a profit and loss statement looks like or a balance sheet looks like. You know, so those are the things that I want to make sure they understand, because if they're going to open a new business, they need to know what a profit and loss statement looks like, what a balance sheet looks like, what projections look like, because that's what's going to carry their business forward. Now, am I going to take them through the process of teaching them all that? No, I'm not. But I am set up with a couple of universities here in Atlanta, and every university out there, meant to say, has what they call the SBDC, Small Business Development Center. And believe it or not, for people who want to get into business or who want to expand their business or who wants to grow their business, visit them. It doesn't cost nothing for them to do that. It's like SCORE. I don't know if you ever heard of SCORE.
Yes.
They're a nonprofit. Okay. Same thing with SCORE. It doesn't cost you anything. They have people that have been doing what they do for a long time. They've retired from their jobs. And all they do is they help support and get you where you need to go. They look at you and say, okay, you want a business plan. You need to have a 5-year projection. Now let's walk through the process. So that way, when that business plan is ready, now you have a plan to succeed. All you have to do is follow it. Okay. So all that information is things that we give our clients so they can succeed in every aspect of their business, whether it's a startup, whether it's a current existing business, or if they're looking to, you know, get into the real estate market and do investment. I've been doing this for a long time. My dad, you know, raised us on fix and flips in the 70s in New York. So my dad was doing fix and flip before it was even a big thing like it is today. So I have experienced that. We're investors ourselves. Our second company, my wife is the one who does it most of it, but our second company, we invest in properties ourselves. So what better way to get into as a new investor than with somebody who can coach and train them to do the right thing? Why? Because the more successful they are, the more successful we are. If we can provide you the funding and the coaching and the mentoring, and you end up making, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, $60,000 on a property, will you do it again? Absolutely. And you'll continue doing it because you know you were successful at it. That's what assessment does and allows us to do. And that's what I teach my guys here to talk to when you talk to the customers to do, is assess the customer properly. That's what we do. That's what the assessment really does.
Thanks for sharing. And so what we see in terms of working with your clients is it's a 3-point process. They come to you wanting a loan. You first do an assessment of the client. Secondly, you provide them what options, because they may think they need one thing, but you see a better option for them.
Correct.
And another may be better. And then third, the client makes the decision on how they would move forward.
Correct.
So that's your 3-step process. So do you have any advice for current business owners or future business owners in terms of commercial lending in your final thoughts for today?
Yeah, and I do. You know, unfortunately, COVID has hit everybody. Worldwide, COVID has hit everybody pretty hard. And a lot of business owners are actually losing their businesses because of this, because of the pandemic. And not just that, and of course, there's been riots across the United States and worldwide, you know, and we can only pray that things get better. But for business owners or people who want to get into business, believe it or not, there is still funding out there. SBA, yes, SBA is still loaning money. okay? The government's looking for ways to help businesses and to help the economy out, okay? But there's funding available for every business out there. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call us, or call somebody that you trust that can say, hey, let's look at, see how we can help you. There's a lot of brokers out there. There's a lot of good brokers, a lot of bad brokers. There's just like there is banks. Be patient with when you speak to people, because, you know, with COVID, of course, the banks are limited on the amount of people that are working there. Most people are working from home. And, you know, we are fortunate enough that we still come to the office every day, but most banks aren't even open yet. You know, what's going to happen to them? What happened to that 20-year relationship you have with that bank that now is not lending money? Reach out to us. We have no problem talking to you, but just don't stop. Don't give up in your dream and your fight to becoming successful, whether it's in investment properties or starting a business. Let us tell you if it's worth it or not, you know? Now, if you're a person that has no experience in industry and you're trying to get into it with no money out of your pocket, I'm probably going to tell you, hey, this is probably not a good idea. You're probably not going to like what I have to say, but I'm going to be bluntly honest. I'm a New Yorker. I'm going to be straightforward with you. I'm not going to cuss like I used to, but you know, I'm going to be straightforward with my clients. You know, it is what it is. You know, for me, it's about the relationship. I've grown my business strictly on relationship, and that's all I want for my clients is a relationship with them. That way they can become successful. And if that happens, in turn, I know that I'll become successful. Because they'll continue to use us in the future for their funding needs. But don't stop. Keep going. Fight for what you want. Live your dream. And, you know, pick up the phone and call us.
Sounds great. So what is your website, if you'd like to share with my audience so that they can get in contact with you if they'd like to use your services?
Yeah, my website is www.peachtreecap.com. We're also on LinkedIn and Facebook, Peachtree Commercial Capital. And of course, if you'd like to get a hold of me, my email is info@peachtreecap.com, or you can call us at 678-784-4114. You can ask for me, Jesus Martinez, or anybody here would be more than happy to help you. You know, we're all working on this together. We're all a team here. We understand the needs that people have. And again, you're not obligated to do anything with us. If anything, just call and talk to us. Let us see if we can help you or not.
Thank you, Jesus Martinez from Peachtree Capital. Thank you so much for being my guest this morning and sharing such valuable information.
Peachtree Commercial Capital, not Peachtree Capital.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Peachtree Commercial Capital. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you, Ramona.
Enjoyed having you.
A special thank you to the incredible team of the Empowerment Zone. Terry Ungully, theme song. NADWORKS, digital support. And of course, our featured guest.
If you enjoyed my podcast, please subscribe. We are on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts too. Thank you for your continued support.